Now I want to take a moment to read a couple of your letters. Many people complained about our interview with Salvador Talavera, former Contra figure who is now demanding compensation from the U.S. government. Mark Becker is an assistant professor of history at Truman State University in Missouri, and he says that I made a mistake to say that democracy returned to Nicaragua in 1990. He writes, Nicaragua could not return to democracy because the country never had a functioning democratic system. Mr. Becker adds, almost the entire Contra command structure was comprised of officials from the government of former dictator Anastasio Somoza. David Mellon heard our story about elderly artists last week and sent us the story of his father, who's a retired lawyer. He writes, 8 years ago, my dad, now 78, surprised us by going back to school and getting a degree in painting from LSU. This past August, my dad, after 5 years of making and showing his remarkably strange and beautiful pictures, surprised us again by announcing that he and his wife were packing up and moving to Manhattan. My father now paints in an apartment while his wife takes classes at the new school. He drinks his coffee at a little place in the village and hangs out at the Guggenheim. He gave up the country club, trading in the tennis whites for clothes speckled with a little paint. We invite you to share your stories and opinions by writing to us at watc@npr.org. And remember to give us your phone number. Also, tell us how to pronounce your name.